We are off and running. It is Thanksgiving Eve 2019. Holy moly, Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. It has finally come, Thanksgiving Eve, and we are so happy to have you with us, as maybe you're in your kitchen right now baking pumpkin pies and sweet potato pies and getting that turkey thawed out for the big din-din tomorrow. Sweet, don't look at me like that. We have somebody in studio today by popular demand. Not my popular demand, but yet she is here. She was here last week. Your mic's not on yet. Don't try to talk, because you're so not getting on the air till I let you on the air. By the way, I want to let everybody know today we've got the Big Charlie Evers show following this show today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we've got Glenn Coble today from 12:15 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond tonight, 4:10 to 5 p.m. The Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:15 to 7 p.m. tonight, and then the big Thanksgiving special tonight, which the person in studio will be a part of tonight, 8 to 10. Well, it's iffy if she'll be a part of it right now. We'll talk more about that as the morning goes on here. But we brought her in today. She's the only person in... What are you looking at me like that for? You got like a blank stare on your face. It's Thanksgiving Eve! Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. But it's Thanksgiving Eve here in Marion and all around the world, and we are all excited, and it's a rainy, rainy... We're going to get the mic on. It's a rainy, rainy, dark day here on Thanksgiving Eve, but boy, it's not dark in here because it is the holiday time, and tonight the WWGH Christmas tree goes up, which is a lot different than the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, but very similar in a lot of ways, too. But our guest this morning on this program is our guest last Tuesday, first-time visitor to this program. This will be the second time she's been here. She is the only person in the history of this program to use the word ganache on the air. It is Bailey Hunt, back by popular demand, and the emails and whatever else that came in who wanted her back. Well, you won it, you got it. We aim to please here.
Hey,
Bailey.
Y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
This ain't hee-haw.
Why not?
You can't hee-haw up my show.
I didn't say hee-haw, I said y'all.
Yeah, but no, that's hee-haw talk. No, that's like if you're watching the Midwestern Hayride.
Oh.
This is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. I'm festive.
You are. But that's not Thanksgiving. For those of you who can't see her, which is everybody but me, right now she's got a hat on, a cap, a skull cap, and the hat on her head has little Santa Clauses on it. It's gray. It's got a black rim, and it's got a red ball on the top. What do they call those balls? They're called something.
I don't know.
Puff. It's a puff.
A puff ball?
Puff ball.
Were the donuts good?
Yes, they were. I knew you'd bring that up.
Yeah, I caught my stove on fire this morning for you.
Go ahead and tell people. Go ahead and tell them.
No, I just...
Just tell them the story. No, I know you want to tell the story about the donuts.
Yeah, I was making donuts this morning.
Why were you making donuts this morning?
Because you wanted donuts. And I caught my stove on fire with grease. And then I thought that the flour would put the grease fire out, so I put flour on it and it got bigger.
Well, because flour is not baking soda, which I explained to you before we went on the air, they might look the same. You do realize, like, rat poison looks the same, too, but you wouldn't want to dump that on there.
I mean, would it work? Would it put it out?
No. No. It'd make it worse, like your flour did.
Oh.
So, you got up at what time this morning?
At 6:30.
Because?
Because you wanted donuts.
But now, see, you're making me sound bad. No, no. I did not order you up at 6:30 to make the donuts.
But
that sounds like Dunkin' Donuts.
You wanted donuts, so I got up early to make you donuts, and I brought you a Diet Coke.
No, you did, and I didn't even ask for the Diet Coke.
I know.
So what brought all this niceness out of you? Are you in the holiday spirit?
Yeah, I'm just being nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's good for a change every so often.
I know.
We gotta have those.
Everybody's surprised. It's not just you.
Really? The world is surprised today. Well, we're so glad to have you here because after you were on the show last Tuesday, I made a little mental note that we can't ever have her back. And yet...
Right.
And yet...
Here I am.
The mail poured in and said, you got to have her on again. And so we did.
It's because I'm funny.
Well, jury's out on that one, folks. I don't know. But it's nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I know. I do that with all the guests.
I try.
That's a little phony on my part because I say that to everybody.
I know. I listen every day.
You do listen every day. I'm so shocked at that. I mean, I really thought you might listen like the first day and maybe two because that's about all people can stand of my program.
Oh.
But you have listened. No, that's not true. We have devoted listeners. But you have listened for like 5 or 6 weeks now.
I know.
Nearly every morning.
Except yesterday, I had to get some pancakes and sausage.
So what is it about this program that you like so much?
I think you're funny. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't know.
You don't know why you like this show?
No. I just do. I like to hear people talk.
But usually it's
just
me.
I like to talk.
It's just me.
Yeah, but I have a conversation with you in my head while I'm at work.
You know, that's kind of like... I'm not going to say what disease that is, but there is a disease.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
A little crazy, but it's okay.
Well, just a little, as long as it's a little. What does this day mean to you, Thanksgiving Eve?
It means that I get to eat a lot of food tomorrow.
Do you have a big Thanksgiving plan?
No. I have, but well, I had a Thanksgiving dinner on Saturday, this past Saturday, so I have like a lot of leftovers in my fridge still.
So you're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner with yourself tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, how exciting.
I know.
That's so...
I'm super excited.
I'm nervous because I've got this 17-pound turkey in my refrigerator, which is where it still is. I had to put it back in the refrigerator because I thought I got it out too early yesterday.
That's good. I was going to text you last night and tell you to do that, but I forgot.
To put my turkey back in the refrigerator.
I had a 20-pound turkey, and I just took it out the night before.
Right. Well, I think that's what's going to happen. So I think tonight I'm going to take it out and put it in the sink, and then tomorrow morning I'll cook the turkey.
That's a good idea.
Because I'm having a big celebration this year.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
No, what were you going to say? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know how to cook turkey.
You don't?
So, no.
Oh, I do.
Well, that's good.
I can cook a turkey.
Yeah, I actually, my grandma came over and cooked everything for me for my dinner.
Well, see, this is a little shaky because you told me, I think trying to look impressive, that you were going to cook the whole Thanksgiving meal last Saturday, and then come to find out Grandma came over and cooked the whole thing.
Oh,
you had no part in it.
I peeled potatoes.
Oh, man. Listen, the person who peels the potato for the French fry at McDonald's isn't exactly cooking the French fries.
Well, I had my son had soccer, so I had to go do that.
I'm not saying that, but didn't you know he had soccer when you lied to me and told me that you were going to be preparing this whole meal?
Well, yeah, but he was with his dad, so I thought maybe his dad might take him.
I just think you were trying to be impressive for me.
Oh.
No?
Mm.
Okay. Mm. We'll read that back.
At one point, I planned on cooking.
You did?
At one point.
Oh, the excitement's high. Oh, we're getting a call already. Good morning, caller.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. How are you? How are you? Well, I guess we got the gobble, gobble, gobble part. Oh, by the way, the phone lines are always open. 740-383-9944. Did you hear we got a gobble, gobble, gobble there? Did you hear that?
I heard it.
It's Thanksgiving Eve. I'm in the mood.
Was it a real turkey, you think?
It might have been.
I think it could have been.
And we've got Charlie Evers this morning. We have a little Thanksgiving tradition on the Charlie Evers show the day before Thanksgiving. And we've done it now for... These traditions are starting to get a little long in the tooth with Charlie and I. We've worked together so long. I think this started... God, how long have we been doing this? This will be the sixth year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I can't say what we do.
Well, I'll find out.
Oh, yeah, I'm a little, I don't know. I have a little bit of anxiety today about this whole day because you'll get to meet Charlie today and other people who come through the office.
Well, if you need some anxiety medicine, Ohio Health is downstairs.
I know. That's why I like being in this building. Because if my heart ever gives out, it won't be far. I'll be right down in the heart failure clinic.
I know CPR. Don't worry.
I don't think you do.
I do.
You don't seem like the type of person who would know CPR.
Why?
And if you were the type of person who knew CPR, I probably would not want you doing it on me anyway. Because you seem like the type of person who would say they knew CPR and then end up killing you because they really didn't know.
No, I have a card in my purse.
Yeah, but what do you
I'm
do?
Certified.
Okay, give me the thing. What do you do for CPR?
You do chest compressions. You don't blow
oh,
your mouth.
Oh, see right
anymore.
There, you could kill.
No.
You could kill. If I fall dead on the floor right now and you started pressing my chest, you could break ribs, you could bust a sternum.
I don't think that I'm strong enough to break ribs.
Well, then are you sure you're strong enough to do CPR?
I mean,
I'm very nervous about the whole thing, to be honest with you.
Well, then you probably shouldn't collapse while I'm here.
No, I don't plan on it.
Well, that's good because
I don't have it scheduled for this morning.
Good, because I would be like, oh, he doesn't want me to do CPR, so I'm not going to get
sued. I just don't know if you could pull it off. It's not that I wouldn't want you to do CPR. Knowing you for a little bit now, I think you might be one of those people who says you know CPR to try to sound impressive, and then you really don't know it.
No, I had to get certified when I coached cheerleading.
Well, I'm not doubting you. You're getting a little defensive about the CPR thing.
Would you like to see my CPR card?
Do you have your CPR card with you?
I might.
Well, we might look into that as the show goes on. We've got 2 hours to fill. And we're only 23 minutes into the first hour here.
Well, good thing I like to talk, huh?
Good thing. And we have some announcements this morning, by the way. Letters to Santa. Oh, man, it kicks off very soon here. The holiday season will be in full swing tomorrow night. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. If you put a return address on there when your kids send their letter to Santa, you will get a letter back, but you got to send it early so you can get it back because the elves are hard at work already in Santa Claus, Indiana. Our address, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you send us a Christmas card, we do this every year. If you put a return address on there, we will send you a Christmas card back, and we will display your Christmas cards in the studio starting on Friday, because the Christmas decorations go up today, tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited about that.
You're excited about taking part in that.
Right.
And,
well, I don't get to decorate at my house until, like, mid-December.
And you're joining tonight, I understand.
And getting a blizzard?
The blizzard tradition.
Well, I'm super excited.
And what kind of blizzard do you get?
Cookie dough with chocolate ice cream.
Cookie dough with chocolate ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, last time you were here, it was a Tuesday. It was an Alabama Tuesday.
Right.
Now, it's an Alabama Wednesday.
A Wednesday?
A Wednesday. That's what they say down in Alabama.
It sounds like you're trying to say Wendy's, but like Wednesday.
Right. What is wrong with people in Alabama that their jaws are unhinged?
I don't know.
And they can't say Wednesday like we do here in Ohio.
You know, I was born here in Ohio.
Really?
I was born in Marion.
You don't get an accent like that in Marion.
No, but I grew up in Alabama.
No. Yeah, how was it?
Warm.
Mm.
I miss it.
We can get you a ticket back.
No.
I can do it.
That's okay.
I'll get you a ticket.
No, I think I'll stay here.
That'll be my Christmas gift to you this year.
Well, my kids are in school, so.
To send you back to Alabama.
No. Did you want to get rid of me?
Well, I'm going to refuse to answer on the grounds this morning.
Oh, are you pleading the fifth?
Pleading the fifth. Oh, there used to be a game show where you could do that, didn't there?
I have no idea.
Oh, there was a game show where you could plead the fifth.
I think that was like before my time.
Listen, if it was in my time, it was in your time. I hate to tell you. No, there was a plead the fifth thing. What is that game show where people used to plead the fifth? By the way, all you cooks out there, am I okay with this turkey? I'm a little nervous. Tomorrow's Big Turkey Day, and last year I about burned the house down cooking this turkey. So I've got this 17-pound bird ready to go. And I don't know. I mean, I hope Clint Canterbury's listening, the fire chief in my neck of the woods, because last year he had to come out on Thanksgiving night. Clint, don't make any plans tomorrow on Thanksgiving because it could be a repeat of last year. I might have to call you out again. I hope not, but
That would be really sad.
I know. I what can you do?
Well, I mean, this morning I just took an oven mitt and kept hitting it until it went out.
Oh, this was a big fire last year in the oven.
Maybe you should buy a fire extinguisher.
Maybe I should. Maybe that should be my goal today, is to buy a fire extinguisher.
Well, yeah. We could go buy one.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you have to buy it, but I'll go with you.
You're all heart. You're all heart. 740-383-9944. The question is, do I need to get this turkey out of my refrigerator today? It's been in there since Sunday. It's 17 pounds. I need to have it unthawed tomorrow by noon, because that's when I'm going to put it in the oven, because we're eating at 5 tomorrow night. So what's the deal with that, folks? Am I okay on this turkey? 740-383-9944. And now, oh man, now I've got stuffing galore at my house, which apparently you don't have to put in the bird, because I'm going to tell this story as lightly as I can. I went out on Sunday night and bought what I thought was everything needed for the dinner. And I bought cornbread stuffing.
I'm allergic to that.
Well, you're not invited. So
I was.
No, you were not invited. See, now let's get this cleared up right now, the day before Thanksgiving. When were you invited?
When I told you I didn't have anywhere to go, you said, you could come to my house. Everybody from the station comes.
Yeah, but I don't think I thought that through when I was saying. I think it was like a knee jerk.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're uninviting me?
I don't think you were going to come anyway.
Well, now I can't.
Well, let me put it this way. Let's back this truck up for a second before I tell my stuffing story. Is there any chance that you would show up at my Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Well, not now, because you're making cornbread stuffing.
No. I'm just saying.
I don't want a repeat of 3 years ago.
No, there's not. I'm about to tell you why there's not going to be cornbread stuffing now.
Oh.
But anyway, what I'm saying is there any chance that you might show up at my Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Probably not, because I got to be at Kohl's in Delaware at 6 to meet my mom.
Then you're invited.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, there you go. See how you clear that up?
Why isn't there cornbread stuffing now?
Okay, well, the reason there's no cornbread stuffing is because when I told somebody that I was having cornbread stuffing, they said, well, I don't like that stuffing. I've never liked that stuffing. And I'm thinking, well, now we're in trouble. So they like the turkey stuffing. So last night I went out and bought the turkey stuffing.
Well, why don't you make both?
Well, I might. I don't know. That's a lot of work. That's a lot
of work.
It's like
5 minutes. Stuffing's easy to make.
Well, it is, but that's a lot of dirty dishes.
Do you make homemade gravy?
I don't like gravy.
I know you don't, but everybody else might.
How do you know I don't like gravy?
Because you said it on air.
Did I?
You did.
I don't know what I say on this show from day to day.
You did.
I don't even think I'm really here half the time, to be honest with you.
Well, I remember things.
I think I sleep through this show most mornings.
You think so?
I think I do.
I don't think so.
People come up to me sometimes and they'll say, I heard that yesterday, honest to God, somebody came up to me and they said something about Earl Pitts.
Right.
And I could not understand why they were saying this to me, because it was like later in the day.
Oh, because he was on yesterday.
Well, yeah. And then they had to tell me who was on my own show, because I've totally forgot that happened. Because when I leave here in the morning, I don't remember anything.
Well, that's probably a problem. I think there's a disease for that.
Is there? It's called, what do they call that? Selective blocking things out.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's my big Thanksgiving tomorrow. We got the 17-pound bird. We got the stuffing now, which will be turkey stuffing. We've got the cranberry sauce. We've got the rolls. Oh, and there's going to be a whole host of other stuff. Pumpkin pie and pineapple upside down cake and cheesy potatoes. Macaroni salad. It's going to be a day.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Oh, it's going to be a great meal. And the normal people will be there. And it should be a lot of fun.
I'll probably eat McDonald's.
You're not going to guilt me in. Trust me, you would not want to be there.
No, I'm not asking to be there.
No, but
I have to go shopping.
Okay, but I'm just saying you wouldn't want to be there anyway.
Right.
Even if you could come, you would not want to be there.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying. Don't get defensive about it.
I'm not.
You seem
it's
a little
okay.
defensive. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. You brought me sweet tea, so it's fine. All is good. And bacon.
I did, because I like to make the guest comfortable.
Well, I brought you donuts.
Thank you. You like to make the host comfortable.
Right.
That's very nice. Is that what that was all about?
No.
No.
I really just wanted some donuts today, too.
So really, this has nothing to do with me.
No, because if you weren't here and didn't want donuts, I wouldn't have made them because I wouldn't have wanted to get up early.
So you did this to...
Be nice.
Bribe me.
Bribe you for what?
I don't know what you want, but I know you. I know how you are.
I don't think that's
how it works.
You're
a little shifty.
A little.
You're a little shifty. I don't want to tell people what happened last time we... Well, never mind. No, we... Listen, we went to a store one time together. You remember this?
Yeah.
And remember what you did? Buzzers were going off when you were trying to go out the door.
Oh, yeah.
I never had been so embarrassed in my life.
You know what embarrassed me?
What's that?
When you told the girl at Meijer that I shoplift. I said, no, I do not. And she said, how tall are you? That wasn't very nice.
I didn't do that.
We were in Hobby Lobby, and you said, you look like you look like someone that would shoplift.
I don't remember that. Sorry. Listen, my audience knows I'm a sweet, kind gentleman. I would never do something like that to somebody.
You poked me in the forehead.
Why would I poke somebody in the forehead?
I don't know. Why did you?
Listen, that was the best joke of the day, if you really want to know. The cashier laughed at that one.
She did. That was funny.
Tell what happened.
No,
now.
I'm not going to tell what happened.
You've already told people I poked you in the forehead.
You poked me in the forehead.
Now tell people why.
I don't remember why.
Yes, you do. You remember the joke that I told the cashier?
I don't, actually. I just remember you poking me in the
forehead.
So you
block things out, too.
I try.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what happened. We were in the middle of the Hobby Lobby. Why, I have no idea. I've never been to Hobby Lobby in my life. So
we were looking for little Christmas trees.
Oh, right, for my
yeah,
teaching.
For you.
Yeah, I know. Always put it back on me. Anyway, we were in the Hobby Lobby, and I stuck my thumb on Bale's head here, and we were up by the cashier. See, you know this joke. It's a funny joke. Oh, God, somebody's calling and I can't finish this joke. Maybe I'll tell it to them. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, if you haven't got that turkey out by now on his froze, you're going to be in deep.
Oh, no.
Because they recommend 2 hours for every pound. If you thaw it out before you cook it.
2 hours for every pound. Okay, so I got a 17-pound bird. So that would
right.
be like 24 hours, right?
Yeah, that's what they recommend. It's all out.
I'm gonna have to check my map skills on this one. Hold on.
Yeah.
Get up.
Well,
get out to 17.
We always did that.
It'd be 30.
I got it out and it's all out. 2 hours a pound before for every pound.
Well, but it's been in my refrigerator. Doesn't that start to thaw? It's
had,
not in the freezer.
Yeah, you've had it down below, right?
Yeah, I've had it down below since Sunday.
Right, all right. It's been thawing out.
Right.
So, I would take it out later on today and set it out, and then check it and make sure it's all thawed in.
Well, we eat late in the day tomorrow, so maybe it'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, check it when you get home, and you may have to set it out in the sink for a little bit.
I might have to. Now, I put it in cold water in the sink, right?
Right, but cold water.
Cold water. Hey, well, thanks for the information. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. 34. Why were you laughing when I said 24?
Because you're off like by 10 hours.
That's a microphone.
Yeah.
We're on radio. We gotta, you got to lean into that thing to be heard.
Right. You're off by 10 hours.
Is your mother listening again today?
17 times 2.
Is mom listening again today?
Yes.
Oh, mom, honest to God. Really.
I'm really good at math.
I mean, she's already knocking me. Your mother, last time you were on the show, said that you were way too rude to me.
No, she said, quit being mean.
To him. Nobody else is here.
Actually, she just said, quit being mean.
But what
in
do you think she, who do you think she was talking about?
I mean, I don't know.
Mom,
That's
let her know.
That's a very vague phrase.
Let her know. Let her know who she was being mean to. She's starting up already. We're only 36 minutes in.
No, I was just letting you know it was 34 hours because I don't want you to...
I got it right
I
here.
Mean, well,
I got it in the paperwork.
It's kind of late now.
I got it in the paperwork. Holy mackerel. Good morning.
Good morning. Good day. Good day. Good day. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to both of you. It is a nice rainy day driving to work, but who cares?
Be careful. It's windy.
Yeah, it is windy out. But, you know, you have to watch out for the idiot drivers. Problem. We have idiot drivers on the road.
Well, here we go. This is the day. This is the day, Sean. This is the day. So here we go. It is traditionally blizzard Thanksgiving Eve. We have been doing this now for 3 weeks. The culmination is tonight. We can't talk about it anymore. This is the highlight. This is the way we're going to do it. So this is the final answer. Now, in the beginning, you said you were not going to do it this year. And then you slid over to you were possibly going to do it. And then you said, I got to wait a little longer. Well, the waiting is over. The day has come. It is Thanksgiving Eve. What is the deal?
I'm out.
Oh, please. You're not out.
No, you got to come. You got to come with us so you can meet me.
That's true.
Oh,
that's
like
true.
No, but you would come if she wasn't there because you want that blizzard and we all know it.
That's not true.
That is true.
I think he just wants to meet me.
He wouldn't want to meet you. Listen, I've met you and it's no pleasure trip, let me tell you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, okay. Right here.
I mean, I'm pretty awesome.
Are you? That's what I heard.
Who told you that?
Well, you know, besides you.
No. Did I say she was awesome? Let's be honest, Sean. What did I say?
I can't remember the exact word, but you said she's nice.
Nice. I think that's what I said. That's all you got.
Yeah.
But I also said she's what? Difficult. Difficult. Did I say difficult?
Oh, you said difficult.
Yeah, I did say difficult.
I mean, you can't.
Oh, I don't even.
It happens.
Yeah.
I can't be perfect.
So, Sean, you're
that's
on.
That's right. You can't be perfect.
I don't know. It hasn't. Huh? It hasn't bothered me in life.
Tabloids a lot.
I do get in the tabloids, but I'm also perfect. Everybody knows it.
Oh.
So, Sean, so the deal is we all know what your favorite blizzard of choice is. It's a large Reese's cup blizzard with chocolate ice cream. And you always bark at those people at the door every year. You say, chocolate ice cream. And I remember one year they gave you vanilla ice cream, and you threw the blizzard back at the people in anger on Turkey Day Eve.
That is not true. Oh. I don't throw anything back to the, it's not their fault they messed up, am I being the same?
Well, that's how I remember it. I remember you lugging that blizzard back at that woman.
But you know, the mistake that ours does, they're supposed to tip it over, the tip it falls out, and they haven't been doing that lately.
Now, how would you know if you're on a diet?
Well, I mean, last time I've been there, the last few times, it's been a while, but they don't do it at our, facility. I mean, I went with you, they never done it.
So you like because you want them to tip it over because you want to make sure that thing's filled to the top, right?
That and if you you're a free one if it falls out.
Well, then why would they want to tip it over if the thing's going to fall out and they're going to have to give you a free one?
That's the Dairy Queen rule.
Okay, so the deal is. As I said, and I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but many months ago...
I can go. I don't have to have a blizzard.
I told you there's no mowing if you don't have a blizzard. This is a blizzard tradition. You don't go to Disney World and sit in the parking lot. This is a blizzard tradition.
Well, you do if you can't afford to get in.
We can afford a blizzard.
Yeah.
We can afford a blizzard.
Or if you can't fit in the ride.
If you can't fit in the rides. Listen, I told you last week the grocery store had butter on sale and you could fix all these problems if you just went and got some
butter. By the way, you know what he said to me last week at Perkins?
Oh, don't tell this story.
I heard about it.
Okay.
No.
Oh, you heard about it? Yeah.
I did.
Oh, God. Don't tell the listeners. The listeners don't want to hear this.
He says he's not rude, but he says... out of the blue, he says to me, hey, Sean, you know, because he works at Kroger's and all. Well, you know, Kroger's is going to have a better run. I had no idea what he was going with this. And he said, out of the blue, I don't even know what he was looking at his phone. And he said, hey, Sean. I said, what? You know, Kroger's is going to have a better run, $1.99 on sale. And you're like, you know, to get you out of this booth.
That's really mean.
No,
you
I
said
did.
I'm mean.
I listen, folks, I didn't say such a thing.
You told me you said that.
No,
see? You did tell her.
No, I told her about the story because it was a funny story because people were laughing back in the area that we were they not?
No. She gave you a dirty look.
How do you know she wasn't giving you a dirty look for breaking the table like you did?
I did not break the table. The table moved back and forth.
You knocked the ketchup on the floor, didn't you? Tell the truth. You guessed. No, listen, I'm not... I'm trying to be nice. I'm in the holiday mood here. I'm in the, you know, mirth and happiness and all this. And you said that I made a nasty joke about you.
Well, you said $1.99 butter, yeah.
I was just alerting you that butter was on sale. I like to do that with people. The holidays are coming.
Now, Bailey, what is your intake on that? Do you think that was a nice joke?
Hey, wait. This is my show. It doesn't matter.
Mean. That was really mean.
No.
I would not have laughed.
Well, you'd have been the only one not laughing. It was funny.
Oh, man. So anyway, you guys all ready for Turkey Day?
I am. By the way, so are you avoiding the blizzard question or not here? Are you in or are you out?
I don't know yet. I'll let you know later.
No,
how
he's going because he has to meet me.
He doesn't want to meet you.
Yes, he does.
No, trust me. It wouldn't be good.
You don't have to get a blizzard. You can go.
You don't make the rules for this event.
You know, the last time that I was at Dairy Queen...
Yeah?
This woman got mad because they didn't have the type of blizzard she wanted, and she dumped her ice cream out all over the counter and threw her cup at the lady working.
Now, see, that's the type of thing you don't need in society.
It was really... I was kind of scared.
You thought she was going to throw it at you?
No, I just didn't know what was going to happen.
Now, Sean, tell me about... Yeah. See, but here's the thing. You know you're going to go. You know you're going to eat the blizzard. This is all a facade for the listening audience. Just like I said yesterday when you said you were going to get a small blizzard, you say that on the air, but I've been with you to the Dairy Queen, and when you get to that window, small does not come out of your lips.
Well, I can because I'm on this change of lifestyle.
Well...
Here, how about this? You order my blizzard, and you can order a large, and I'll order your blizzard, and I'll order a small.
Because
I can say small.
It's not going to work. Listen, I've known this person for a long time, and I know how he is, and he can say beforehand what he thinks. There are many stories about this that go way back many years, but, I mean, there have been times where we have ordered food, and he'll say, I'm full. And then 10 minutes later, we'll be driving somewhere, and he'll say, well, why don't you pull over here and get us some hamburgers or something? Is this right or wrong?
I have done that. I have done that. That's because I get hungry, like, later on.
Right, and you think by tonight, around 6 o'clock, 6:30, whenever this is going to take place, that you're not going to be hungry?
Maybe.
Okay. I know you won't be ordering a small blizzard. We all know it.
How that day goes.
I'm going to report back on Friday morning how this all goes.
What's wrong with getting this a small?
I don't think you'll do it. That's all I'm saying. I don't know that there's anything wrong with getting a small, but I just don't think you can temper yourself to do it.
I have to.
It won't happen, folks.
I'll order for everybody. Everybody's getting smalls.
I could call Las Vegas right now. And they will tell me that there will not be a small blizzard tonight.
My dad's in Las Vegas right now.
So me and Bailey has a plan, that's all. She's going to order small.
Bailey's plans don't work out.
A large. Huh?
Bailey's plans do not work out a lot of the time. I hate to tell you.
Yes,
oh, is that
they
right?
Do. Yes, they do.
Did you know that she was named for George Bailey, the title character in It's a Wonderful Life,
the great Christmas
movie that's coming around soon?
I was not. I don't even know that Christmas movie. I've never seen it.
Are you talking about that woman you interviewed, that Williams woman?
Ashley Williams.
Oh, God. Let's bring that up. That's a story I like to tell. Okay. You know, that interview was playing this morning at like 6 o'clock when I got up.
Like I said, I'm not into that channel. So I don't know what's all on that channel.
No, listen. I just got a dirty look in this morning for saying that Ashley Williams was on the air this morning. Why would you give me a dirty look? Don't you like Ashley Williams?
I was trying not to sneeze.
Oh. Sorry. Anyway, no, I love that Ashley Williams. That is just...
She is pretty.
She's
I'll give you that.
She's a pretty girl. She's a pretty girl, and I got to tell her I had a crush on her, and she giggled, and... What else did she do?
Well, she also told you that she's been married for like a million years.
Well, marriages are made to be broken. No, I don't know. No, she's a lovely girl. I hope she's married for years and years to come.
Remember that when, you know, your future wife could be listening, and she just heard you say that.
No, I don't think marriages should be broken.
You just said that, though.
No, I said that Ashley Williams' marriage should be broken.
No, you just said marriage. You said marriage should be broken.
I understand, but what the implication
was...
You guys
put it part of the title. Ashley Williams should be broken. You just said... Marriages could be broken.
Right, but people, you know, with an IQ of 5 or higher knew what I meant was I was saying was Ashley Williams' marriage should be broken.
I don't think anybody knew that.
They all knew it. Listen, what is wrong with wishing that Ashley Williams' marriage may hit the skids?
Yeah, I'll have to Google this woman. I don't even know what she looks like or what she does.
Oh, Google her, Sean. Google away. Google.
I mean, you shouldn't wish for anybody.
How'd you get to know her? Do you watch the Hallmark Channel or something? Or?
I've never seen the Hallmark Channel, but she was a part of a television series back in 2002 called Good Morning Miami, and she played Dylan. She was one of the leads on the show, and I just totally, I don't know. You know, it's like one of those television crushes you have.
He fell in love with her.
I fell in love with her, yes. And harp started to play, and violins, and it was a beautiful thing. And then I got to talk to her last Friday and tell her I had this crush on her, and she giggled. You listened to the show, didn't you, Bailey?
I did.
What did she do when I said that?
She giggled.
She
and
giggled.
Said, that's so cute.
That's so cute. You made my...
Day.
Day. There you go. That's all you
I
need.
I never listened to the interview.
You know...
I'll have to quit the interview later.
Yes, listen to that. Yes, what do you want to say, Bailey?
My mom and stepdad, when they... are making fun of someone, they're like, oh, that's so cute.
Oh, so you think...
Oh,
I see what you're trying to say.
So the opposite.
Right.
No, Ashley Williams is a nice person.
So where you're trying to be nice, but, you know...
No.
It's just cute.
Yeah. Well, you didn't
see... Really, she said this is great.
No, you didn't see the email I got later on that day.
Oh,
I mean, if we don't see it, it's not real.
I'll have to have the FBI check those emails out.
Yeah. Hillary and my emails, go through them. Go through them. Put us on trial. Now, listen, I'm going to Hollywood pretty soon. I'm going to make movies with Ashley Williams.
Hollywood is not cracked up to be. I've been there, and it's dirty, and it's nasty.
Well, I'm not going to be a tourist like you. I'm going there to be in the movies.
It is really dirty.
Going to be in the movies. Do you not understand that part?
Well, don't get a big fancy house because it'll catch on fire.
No. I'm going to be in the movies. Ashley Williams and I are going to make a Hallmark movie next year.
Oh, here we go again.
Well, it's okay. We won't watch it.
Well, you're supposed to be in this movie called Sherry here in Marion. You never happened.
Well, my schedule conflicted. I couldn't go out to the prison.
He chickened out.
Listen.
Yeah, why didn't you go?
Bailey's not going to be on next hour. Wait till you see. Wait till you see what happens during the break. This studio is going to clear out quick. No, I'm.
Oh, you did a good job.
I had to hold out for Ashley Williams. I don't want to be in the movie with that guy. What's his name?
Is this woman like 80 years old or how old is she?
40.
Oh, 40?
Yeah, now, chew on that for a while.
Well, they're older.
Oh, 40 is older?
I mean, older than I am.
Well, but, you know...
Older than me.
But you look about 90, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, is that right? I look about 90.
You look about 90.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
I was trying to be in the Thanksgiving mood today.
Oh, by the way...
It's been totally ruined.
You know... By the way, your turkey deal that you got going on.
Oh, here we go. Salmonella. Go ahead.
Yeah, why didn't you just throw that sucker into a deep fryer or something and forget about it?
No. That's not traditional.
Well, if you put it in a deep fryer frozen, it'll explode.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, Chef.
I didn't know that it'll explode.
Yeah.
And you want a turkey to explode and kill me on the holiday?
I'll show you a video
later. What about a pressure cooker the same way?
Yeah, you cannot take a frozen anything and put it in a pressure cooker.
Now, you better call Instant Pot and ask them because they have this new commercial on this new...
What have you ever cooked, first of all, from scratch in the turkey department?
Nothing in turkey, but I have did a meatloaf before.
So why do you think
I love meatloaf.
Why do you think you're the one to be giving advice on how to cook a turkey? I've cooked a turkey for, this will be like the 6th or 7th year. Nobody's ever gotten sick.
One year, folks, you left all the guts in there.
See, this is why nobody tells you anything.
They're called
giblets, first of all. They're not called guts. They're called giblets.
Well, you know what I mean. You left all the intestines and all that in there.
Ooh.
I didn't tell the people that, though, that year. They never tasted it.
Oh.
It was in a bag. It was in a bag.
I'm so glad I'm uninvited.
It was in a bag. I can't help that.
Yeah, you know, that's why I don't eat at his house.
Oh, you've eaten at my house many times. Matter of fact, every time you come in, you say, "You got anything to eat?"
Not like turkey or nothing. I don't think I need a turkey to eat.
Well, no, of course. Turkey's not deep fried and covered in ketchup. You wouldn't like that.
You know, Sean, he invited me to Thanksgiving,
and
then he bought cornbread stuffing knowing that I'm allergic.
Ooh, that's wrong.
Okay, let's write it down. I tried to kill Bailey on Thanksgiving with cornbread stuffing, and also apparently I made fun of Sean with butter. I'm the worst person in America today, apparently.
Yes.
What kind of holiday talk is this?
You're the one that started it.
I wish Charlie was here. He's nice.
I bet he'd agree with us.
No, Charlie and I go way back. Charlie, I know you're listening. Bail me out today. I need help.
Bail me out, you say.
Bail me out.
So, I'm just telling you, I'm not one of those people that like to cook. I just like go have my food already pre-done.
Me too. I just like to eat.
Yeah. Yeah,
me too. Nobody likes to cook, I don't think. I don't think it's something people really enjoy. But when you have people coming over to your house and they want a Thanksgiving dinner, you have to do it.
Oh, my son loves to cook.
Well, there you go.
I wish I could teach him.
There you go.
It's not like I'm sitting at home every night cooking a turkey.
Yeah, see, I need a chef. That's what I need. I need to find a chef.
I don't think you need a chef. I think maybe you need a trainer, a personal trainer. Get rid of the chef and get a personal trainer.
Oh, another dig.
No,
that wasn't a dig. Now, wait a second. People complain when I say you're going to go off the diet, and now people say I'm being rude when I tell you to get a personal trainer. I can't win.
Bailey, what do you say about that one?
I mean, the diet is your choice. You didn't ask for a personal trainer, so it's kind of rude.
Yeah.
That was a suggestion.
Oh. Well, I mean, I wouldn't suggest that to you.
No, I wouldn't take it anyway.
I mean, that'd be like, oh, we should go to the gym.
And I would say no. I would say
you
no.
You should go run a 5K with me.
I would say no.
I know.
So what's... People can say no.
Right, but I mean...
This is America, the land of no.
The land of no? I thought it was the land of the land free. Of
no. Not anymore. Land of no.
Oh.
We like to say no a lot. So it's on no. for tonight, the Great Blizzard tradition of 2019, correct?
I will let you know later.
Listen, folks, I'll be reporting back on Friday morning that he ate a blizzard without doubt. It's 100%. The Las Vegas odds makers just put it at 100%.
You keep the radio going, you just never know.
Keep the radio going. Well, thanks for calling. I'll see you tonight, and we're gonna have fun decorating the studio. The WWGH Christmas tree goes up tonight.
Yep, it sure does.
And then we'll have
whatever that tree is. It's not really a Christmas tree. I think it's long overdue to get a new one.
So what do you call it if it's not a Christmas tree?
I don't know what you call that thing.
Well, enjoy. We'll have fun later on. And life will go on, as it normally does.
Right, talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, why do you say I'm rude to him? I'm not rude.
Oh, I just like to agree with people.
Not me.
Oh, but it's fun. Because I can see your face.
What was that? You think I would not go to a personal trainer? I would go.
I don't know. I didn't say that you needed to. I was just
That's
saying.
That's what it sounded like.
No, I was just saying.
Sounded like you said I needed a personal trainer.
If I was like, you should go to a personal trainer, wouldn't you take offense to that?
Not really.
Oh, well, I would.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, he thinks I'm fat.
No, well, is that what you meant when you were saying that
no.
to me?
No. I was giving you an example.
Hope your mom's not listening.
I've gone to a trainer before.
I don't know. It's fine.
I'm just saying.
Have I said your name this morning?
You called me Bales. I don't know if you said my actual name.
The guest this morning, because I want to put this on record so people will know how rude you are. The guest this morning is Bailey Hunt. What's wrong with Bales? I like that.
Oh, I didn't say there was anything wrong with it. I just said that's what you've called me this morning.
And we're only an hour in. Are you excited for hour number two?
I thought you were kicking me off.
Probably.
I'm going to probably cry.
Cry?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was telling. Oh, I gotta get this in. I was telling the story about Kohl's when Sean called in.
No, we were talking about Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. Yeah, we weren't at Kohl's for this. I put my thumb on your forehead, and then I walked up to the cashier, and I said, "There's like a Picasso on my finger after touching her forehead because she had so much makeup on." And
I don't have a lot of makeup.
Oh
on.
My God, that cashier broke down and laughed. Did she not?
She did, but she I did. Don't have a lot of makeup on. You couldn't even see anything
on
your
finger. I'm entertaining America.
Oh, thanks. Just at like my the expense.
Lady at, just like the lady at Meyer. I told her you were a shoplifter. Hilarity.
I know.
That's what I'm here for. To bring happiness.
The lady at Kohl's, though, kind of, we just joked on her because she couldn't open the video game.
That's true. She couldn't open the video
she
game.
She had to call for help.
I can't believe I spent that much time with you that day.
I know.
I'm still recovering.
I'm pretty awesome. I told you.
I have some PTSD issues from that day. I'm having them right now. It's the top of the hour, folks. News, weather on this Thanksgiving Eve morning, 2019. Scott Spears, Bailey Hunt in studio for another hour. And oh my goodness, what are we going to talk about next hour? Charlie Evers this morning, Glenn Coble, Nate Redmond tonight, Trinity Baptist Church, and the Thanksgiving special, 8 to 10. Boy, the live programming here doesn't get any better. Take a break, get some cheese dip, eat your Cheerios, and come back for another hour.
Came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show he did not do.
Because of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me. I have to go in a second.
yes, there is. Now, our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up out of time.
I didn't survive that. Oh, my goodness.
but we have to. We didn't. That's the question. You don't know it, evidently,
yeah.
Right?
I'd like to have a prize. I'm hungry.
Oh,
you're hungry? Well, there's donuts.